Quantum mechanics, taught without magic. The usual problem. Quantum mechanics is often presented as the world being weird. Particles being waves somehow. Measurement doing something special. Students are told to accept this and move on. This approach doesn't ask for acceptance. It asks, what kind of theory survives when classical descriptions fail? Step 1, classical tracking breaks. Start with something familiar, try to track a particle exactly. Include disturbances from measuring it. Repeat measurements. Show, precise position tracking destroys momentum predictability. Repeated disturbance makes classical trajectories unstable. Key idea. Exact paths don't survive measurement and repetition. No mystery yet, just failure. Step 2. What survives disturbance? Ask. If paths fail, what can we keep? Answer. Probabilities survive. Averages survive. Phase relationships survive. But raw probabilities aren't enough, they don't combine cleanly when alternatives exist. Step 3. Why amplitudes, not probabilities? Show two ways of combining alternatives, add probabilities. Add signed quantities, then square. Demonstrate, adding probabilities fails to reproduce observed patterns. Adding amplitudes works and scales cleanly. Key idea. Only linear combination rules survive repeated splitting and recombining. This leads naturally to complex amplitudes. Superposition. No mysticism, just composability. Step 4. Why evolution must be linear and smooth. Now ask. How should amplitudes change in time? Try, non-linear rules leads to blow up or contradict themselves. Lossy rules leads to destroy predictability. What survives, linear? Reversible. Norm-preserving evolution. Name it. Schrödinger equation. Key idea. Quantum mechanics is the simplest dynamics that survives continual disturbance. Step 5, measurement without collapse magic. Reframe measurement as interaction with many uncontrolled degrees of freedom. Rapid loss of phase coherence. Show, superpositions don't disappear. They become untrackable. Key idea. Collapse isn't a physical event, it's bookkeeping failure. What remains, classical outcomes as survivors. Probabilities as stable summaries. Step 6, why weirdness is unavoidable. Conclude, quantum behavior isn't strange. It's what's left after classical descriptions are eliminated. If you demand exact trajectories. No disturbance. Classical logic at all scales. You get contradictions. Quantum mechanics survives because alternatives don't. One sentence to anchor it. Quantum mechanics is what remains when you insist on predictability in a world that won't let you watch without interfering. Why this removes mysticism? No special observers. No magical collapse. No wave-particle duality drama. Just disturbance. Survival. Stable rules of combination. If you want next, how this prepares students for quantum field theory, or how this approach changes the interpretation debate entirely.